faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, John Grayson, publisher of the Metropolis Daily Planet, tells Clark Kent and editor Perry White how Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of the city, has just dealt them a staggering blow.
Well, we're out of business, gentlemen. A notice was served on me this evening. The building commissioner has condemned the Daily Planet.
Condemned it?
Mike Hickey is responsible for that. The building commissioner is his stooge. Hickey appointed him. And I'm sure he got him to condemn the Planet building to keep us from exposing him to the voters and beating his rotten political machine in the elections.
Well, of course he did, Chief, but I...
Well, who does that gangster think he is? Hitler? Does he think he can get away with this?
He did get away with it, Perry. And I don't think there's a thing we can do about it.
Say, know how a professional photographer judges a photo? He judges it by the pose and the lighting and how lifelike it is.
Right, and all 24 of your Pep photos score high on each count. Just think of getting a top-notch photo of a great screen and sports star as a prize. One photo's yours in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Correct. A photo of a star like Virginia Mayo of Sam Goldwyn Pictures and slick George Sanders of United Artists. And the Chicago Bears' great halfback, George McAfee.
Now, of course, you're aiming to collect all 24 stars in this standout series. And the exciting way to swap your duplicates for photos you don't have is Photo Swap, the thrilling swap game. We'll show you how to play later in the program.
Remember, a photo is yours in every package of Pep, those crisp flakes of good whole wheat. As you march those spoonfuls of Pep from your breakfast bowl, you'll have a parade of good eating.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
As candidate for mayor on a Reform Party ticket, editor Perry White is spearheading a drive to free Metropolis from the grip of the corrupt political machine controlled by Mike Hickey. Due to the efforts of Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, Hickey failed in a bold attempt to smear White and send him to the penitentiary. But now Hickey has struck again. Fearing the power of the press, he has set out to muzzle it by condemning the building that houses White's newspaper, the influential Daily Planet. As we continue now, John Grayson, owner and publisher of the Planet, is conferring with editor Perry White and Clark Kent in his home. Listen.
Yes, Perry, it looks as if Mike Hickey is too strong for us. I'm afraid we'll leave.
Oh, no, we're not, John. We can't let Hickey get away with this. We'll fight him. We'll...
Now, just a moment, Chief. On what grounds did the commissioner condemn the Planet building, Mr. Grayson?
Simple but effective grounds, Kent. He claims the rock beneath the building has cracked and is beginning to crumble.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, of course it's nonsense, Perry. Our engineers examined the foundations and underlying rock a short time ago when we were considering adding three stories to the building. We found everything in good order. But what can we do about it?
Take him into court. Fight him right up to the Supreme Court if we have to.
That'll take too much time, Chief.
That's right. My lawyers say it might take months to have that condemnation order set aside.
Months? But election day is only 4 weeks away. And we can't beat Hickey unless we keep hammering at him every day in the Planet.
Exactly, Perry. That's why I say we're licked.
No, sir. No, sir, I won't admit that.
We've got to face facts, Perry.
Now, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
An idea? What, Ken?
Yes, let's have it.
Besides the Planet, you own several small-town newspapers, don't you, Mr. Grayson?
Yes.
Including one in Willow Falls, just 40 miles away?
That's right, the Willow Falls Star.
You have a roomy, modern plant there.
Just what are you getting at, Kent?
Perfectly simple. My idea is to publish the Daily Planet in Willow Falls and truck the papers into Metropolis.
What? Well, you're out of your mind, Kent.
No, I'm not.
The Star is equipped to print 20 or 30,000 papers a day.
So?
The Planet has a circulation of 500,000 papers a day.
I know that, Chief. But there's a lot of room in the Star plant. We can put in enough linotypes and presses to print all the papers we need.
Impossible, Kent.
Ridiculous. Do you know how long it would take to bring that equipment in from the factories?
A month or two at the earliest.
Well, granted, but I didn't...
Yes, and by that time the elections will be over. No, that's no good,
Now,
Kent.
Wait a minute, will you? My idea is to take the linotypes and presses we need from the Daily Planet.
Are you kidding?
No.
You're not very practical, Kent. Those machines weigh several tons apiece. Disassembling them and moving them to Willow Falls would be at least a month's job.
Well, of all the silly ideas.
Oh, really? Well, now, suppose I told you the plant in Willow Falls will be ready to turn out 500,000 papers a day by tomorrow morning.
What? Why, that's so ridiculous, it's funny.
Now, look, Kent, this is no time for jokes. We're in serious trouble.
I'm not joking, Chief, and I'll prove it.
Wait a minute, Kent.
Now, where are you going?
See a man about a moving job.
Now, Kent, don't be a fool.
Now, let's see. Where can I... Oh, I could change in this alley. This is a real job for Superman. Now, let's see. I'd better pick up Pat Murphy, our foreman. Together, we can prepare a little surprise for Mr. Grayson and the chief, and for Mike Hickey. There we are, all set. Up and away! There. Delivery doors are open. You say you want this big press first, Murphy?
That's right. Well, don't tell me you mean to fly with it. It weighs 10 tons if it weighs an ounce.
That's a flyweight for me. Watch closely, Murphy.
Mother of mercy. You lifted it right off the floor.
Sure, and it'll be in Willow Falls in a matter of seconds. Have those other machines disconnected when I get back, will you? Now, up and away!
Saints alive. He flew away with that 10-ton press like a bird with a straw.
Gasping, Pat Murphy watches Superman disappear through the open delivery doors with the mammoth press. And he has hardly had time to compose himself before the Man of Steel has returned from Willow Falls for another load.
Well, what's next, Murphy?
That number two press.
Right you are. Up with it. There. Now, up and away!
I must be dreaming. He done it again.
Like a man in a daze, the planet foreman points out great presses, linotype machines, and huge rolls of paper to Superman, who transports them with incredible speed through the air from Metropolis to Willow Falls. Then, by 7 o'clock in the morning, the reconverted plant of the Willow Falls Star is a beehive of activity as Daily Planet employees, assembled by foreman Pat Murphy, arrive to man the great presses that turn out the Daily Planet. Soon, a long line of Daily Planet trucks, all with the slogan, Vote Right for Perry White, painted in huge letters on their sides, take on loads of papers and get underway to newsstands throughout Metropolis.
I can't believe it, Kent. I must be dreaming. How did you ever get hold of Superman and persuade him to do this for us?
Well, how I got hold of him is a secret I can't reveal at the moment, Chief. But persuading him to do the job was quite easy. He's right with you in this fight against Mike Hickey. In fact, he's much closer to you than you think.
What was that, Kent?
Huh? Nothing, Chief, nothing.
Oh, boy, if I could only see Hickey's face when he realizes we've trumped his ace again. I'd give a week's salary for his picture when he finds out.
I'd give more than that to know what he's thinking and what he'll do next. Because as sure as there are little green apples, he will do something. And it'll probably be worse than anything he's done before.
Clark Kent is probably right. And we'll be back in a moment to find out how Mike Hickey takes this latest setback. So keep listening.
You know, for sheer fun, you just can't beat collecting things. Especially when they're red-hot items like those 24 photos of great stars you get as a prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Correct, because these Pep photos are brilliantly clear, actual photos of famous screen and sports stars. Like Joan Bennett, the leading lady in all those United Artists movies. And Orville Grove, the Chicago White Sox pitcher. What's more, every photo's perfect for collecting. A handy, candid camera size.
Not only that, you've got more fun in store besides collecting. You can play Photo Swap, the exciting way to trade your duplicates. And the photos you get in exchange may help complete your collection of all 24 stars.
Yes, sir. Now, to play this thrilling game, always carry with you the photos you want to swap. Then when you see a friend coming, pull out your spares and turn them face down in your hand. Of course, he does the same. Okay? Here's what the two of you say. Hey, Photo Swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top. Now, you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hands. And there you are. You swap and get different photos. Each game's excitement plus.
Yes, sir. Like the fun of eating Pep, those catchy flakes of whole wheat. Pile your bowl full every morning at breakfast, because Pep's a mountain of good eating.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
What's more, for super excitement, be here tomorrow at the same time. We'll tell you all the details about a thrilling offer. Yes, we'll be offering a something that's terrific. An offer you won't want to miss. So be sure you're here without fail.
And now,
back to the adventures of Superman.
In Mike Hickey's headquarters above a tavern on Morton Street, an unusual quiet prevails. Through the long, smoke-filled room, ward heelers and political hangers-on, always so loud and assertive, talk in low tones, their eyes shifting uneasily to the oversized barber's chair in the center of the room, where Mike Hickey sits alone, a deep scowl on his heavy-jowled face. At his feet, ripped and trampled in a fit of rage, are shreds of the late edition of the Daily Planet. Torn headlines scream the news of Boss Hickey's unsuccessful attempt to muzzle America's free press. And as his angry glance catches those headlines, yellow lights flare in his deeply pouched eyes. And then the lights burn out, leaving his eyes cold, emotionless, crafty. His heavy head swings to watch the door expectantly, and when a man enters, he nods toward his office. The newcomer is short, slight, quietly dressed, with felt hat pulled low over his eyes. Unobtrusively, he walks around knots of men and into Mike Hickey's private office at the end of the room. Then, heaving himself from his barber's chair, the political boss waddles after him into the office and kicks the door shut behind him.
Took you long enough to get here.
I come as quick as I could, Mr. Hickey. What's on your mind?
There's a man in this town who's lived too long. I want you to get rid of him.
What's his name?
It's written on this piece of paper with his address.
You're kidding, ain't you, Mr. Hickey?
I never kid. You ought to know that. I want this man taken care of tonight.
For an instant, the yellow lights flare again in Mike Hickey's eyes and then smolder out, leaving them as cold and expressionless as those of the slight man before him, who folds the slip of paper carefully, puts it into his pocket, then nods and walks quietly from the room.
Whose name is on that deadly piece of paper? We'll find out in tomorrow's surprising action-packed episode, gang, so be sure to listen. Don't miss Chapter 16 of Ruler of Darkness, tomorrow on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Will you have some candy?
Sure.
Some Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Sure thing. Where are they?
Well, I wasn't offering. I was just asking whether somebody at your house will make you some of the most delicious, easy-to-fix candy you ever popped into your mouth. Light as a feather Marshmallow Squares, all golden with the toasted rice bubbles of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Can you picture a cereal that doubles in candy?
And how? When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The simple recipe is printed right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.